Hello and welcome to another edition of Student Sarah Podcast. Today's episode, we have Tariq joining us. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Can you start by telling the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Tariq. I'm 18. I've studied in the UAE and I graduated from here, but I'm a student in a Canadian university at the moment. I'm working on this new startup. It's a new social media app, Rangouts. We're planning to base it in the UAE and we're currently in the testing phase.
All right, fantastic. So maybe we can start a little bit at the beginning. So were you born and raised here in the UAE?
Yeah, I was born and raised here. Although I'm Jordanian, I'm not from here, but I was born and raised here.
Okay, fantastic. What type of student would you describe yourself as growing up?
Do you know the quiet kid, like in the back of the class? Nobody really talked to, he didn't really talk to anyone, but except like a couple of people, that's me.
Okay. I've always been curious, like with those type of students, were you actively watching or were you more of a daydreamer? Like what was kind of your thought process as that type of kid?
I didn't really have a lot of social skills. I was an introvert and I was a bit shy. So I was just like watching everything in the background, trying to be as invisible as I could just to get through.
Were there any extracurriculars or anything that you picked up as maybe a medium to express yourself? I mean, even some introverts, even though they don't think that talking directly is the best way to get their message across, usually they find some other type of discipline. What was your?
I did enter a few coding competitions and I won a couple of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, tell us some more about that.
All right, so the first one was in RIT. They gave us a sheet of like different problems we have to solve with our code and like computers, different functions our computers need to do with our code. And I got second place on that. And the second competition was in AUS and similar format, I got third and a money prize.
That was fantastic. Did you always have an interest in computers growing up?
Oh yeah, since the summer of 2015, I don't know what got into me then, but I wanted to know how like machinery and software worked.
Okay. Do you notice that analytical approach that you have carries over into other elements of your life?
Kinda, like the activity of coding itself seemed I see it as a puzzle, like solving activity, right? You see a big picture and try to break it apart into little things. That's like software development for me. And I think that was very useful when you're trying to solve any problem of any kind. It gave me a new outlook of thinking and it was something I learned on my own. I didn't need school for it. So I learned how to learn things with that.
Okay. So where did you start learning it, coding it and software development?
I mean, there isn't a specific place for it. I just went online. I started Googling different things, like how are apps made, how are websites made. And I just entered a few websites. I started getting into it. I found a few websites that I still go back to till today for reference, but like there's nothing specific really, just all over the place.
Okay. So I'm assuming that it's been a learning process to you and your partner's app, which we can talk about in a bit. But can you talk to us maybe about your first project or actually taking what you learned and utilizing it on any like early like beta designs or test apps?
Test apps. I made my own expense tracker that isn't very good, but it's something that I made. I was proud of. Right. I also made a web page for my school once, but that didn't stay up for long. But it was something like student made so they can brag about
how talented their students are, right?
Yeah.
For sure. Everybody wins. What school system were you in before you
be school? What school was I in?
School system.
All right. I was in Al-Mawakib School, Barsha, American curriculum.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Do you remember the transition from moving to UAE to Canada, like inside of the classroom and outside of the classroom? How was that transition?
I mean, for uni classes, it felt like I had to learn you enter a lecture and there are like 200 people, it's not about the individual anymore, which made me kind of grateful that I was into coding before, because once again, I had to learn my own. And like, in general, people there are different. I feel like in UAE, even the ones that have it the worst here live kind of luxurious lives that we don't really realize until we go outside and you see how like independent everyone is compared to here, which kind of doesn't make sense to you, but like if you go and see how people operate there, you'll get it. It's hard to explain really, but like life is easier here in general.
Right. I can understand that. Like academically, like, did you know transitioning from Milwaukee to Canada, did you have a true knowing sense of knowing that computer science was the direction that you go, or did you, were you a little indecisive?
If I'm being honest, I was like 100% sure I wanted to do computer science, but going into it, I kind of wish I went into something else. I'm still interested in it, but I don't think I want a uni degree in it anymore.
Okay. Can you explain the reasoning behind that?
Yeah. Like once again, that's all like things I learned on my own, like with my own entire system. Right. So when you take me to uni and let's say this, like, let's say you go to uni and you didn't know the alphabets, but they start teaching you the alphabets again. And like, you have to write it 26 times a day. You just get bored out of your mind. I'm pretty sure it gets more interesting, like moving on. But I kind of wish I kept it like on the side and went to like another thing that I might do with computer science.
Okay. Now, I can understand that 100%. And even tying back to what you said about being an introvert, I think that some aspect of that is maybe students feeling like they are ahead or accelerated in the classroom and they may not feel the need to engage. But that's kind of like another direction. But what would you recommend for you? It seemed like university was the obvious next step, but for someone like yourself who was focused on academics in the classroom and then had another pursuit outside of it, they're looking at university like, do I really want to, like you said, go back and write the alphabet again if I know it? Would you recommend, from your personal experience, would you recommend a university environment at least to be around like-minded people your age, or would you say just go out and if you know what you're doing, would you just kind of strike out if you have, you know, some sort of backing and support?
I mean, I'd say like you can take a course anywhere, not necessarily a university. However, I do work at a startup. I met my partner in university, so I don't regret it that much, but I kind of wish like I went into a different major.
Okay. Understood. What is the competitive aspect like of coding? I mean, I know the startup is a somewhat competitive business, but in coding, like in the competitions and whatnot, can you give us a little more insight? Is it more like leaning towards the artistic side where everyone has their own interpretation, and then, or is it more of like a sport where it's like there's a winner and there's a best? Like how would you define like competition in that sphere, and how do you deal with it if there is any?
I mean, coding in a way is more creative than you think. Like me and you can go build an app that looks exactly the same, but then you look at the source code and looks very, very different. But I'd say in the end, like you'd win if you got it up on time, and there's also like how well it runs with the machine. So like some apps can be laggy and slow and with shit on like glitches, all that, and that wouldn't be fun. And some apps just run more smoother with the machine itself. So I'd say it's how well, like, you know, your code and the machine you're running it on, if that makes sense. Like, you know, some code just runs better than other code and some is more readable than other.
Okay. Which coding platform did you start with or do you currently use?
I mean, I was doing Python, which is almost everyone's like start language. It's simple, you can do almost anything with it. Currently I'm doing SQL for databases, and I'm a Node.js developer for Hangouts. I'm doing the backend and server work, also computing, cloud computing.
Got it. Is there a particular aspect of it that you like the most?
It just, I get like a dopamine rush when I figure something out. It feels like I solved the world's biggest puzzle, and it's really not just something I want to do.
Right. So being in the coding and the entrepreneurial space, is there like a Mark Zuckerberg or like a Michael Jordan or someone that young coders aspire to, like, this is the epitome of coding success? Is there like a company, or is there like a person that represents like a really high level of coding?
I mean, I just want to be my own person and make my own. You can get inspired from others, but I don't see anyone as a true example of success. But I can tell you this, like, I respect someone like Elon Musk, for example, or although everybody hates Jeff Bezos, he did well on that side. But I don't really see someone as like the true example of success. I don't want to be like anyone. I just want to complete my own standards of success.
Of course. More about you and your partner's app. Can you tell us a little bit more, whatever you feel comfortable about the concept, and also what was the reasoning behind wanting to start it in the UAE versus Canada?
All right, sure. For your first question, it's a social media app. We're trying to keep it like a secret. Not
of course.
Not because we're worried about anyone else copying it. We just enjoy keeping our work a secret, so we don't have anyone's thoughts or opinions in our minds at the moment until we get through the testing phase, at least, and then we can take criticism. And why did we want to start in UAE? Well, mainly because we're a bit more comfortable with how businesses are going and surviving, like, in the UAE than they are in Canada, seeing the COVID-19 crisis. And also taxes. We don't have to pay taxes, and expenses wise, it seems like for a startup that's virtual, everything is easier with us financially and more stable here too for long-term processes.
Okay, understandable. So looking at the process of coding, Where would you say like the first hump was? Like, I mean, obviously there's when you're starting something, and in retrospect, you're proficient at it now. So it may be a little difficult to go back to that time, but can you tell us a little bit about like, what was your first hurdle? Like, okay, this is something that's a little difficult, and how did you work through that?
I mean, I did it for a few years, 4 years, and then I started with the Rangouts. And the thing about Rangouts, like, a lot of the stuff I was doing now, I didn't know a few months ago because I didn't specialize in anything. I was just doing whatever for fun. And I ran into a few problems. Each took me hours, some weeks at a time, that I could do now in like less than an hour or like 30 minutes. So I guess when it became a job and there are deadlines and it's something that I might not be familiar with, but I have to learn in a specific amount of time, it got a bit hard, but then I got used to it and I'm happy with the way I am now. I learned a lot. I'm way better than I was a few months ago just because of that.
Mm-hmm. And that's even more conditioned to continue and develop and innovate in your own type of way. What can you talk about? I mean, being 18, can you talk about if there's a degree of like ageism, like does that affect you and your partner? Going into
not
at all. Okay,
they're both 19. I'm 18, and if you look at like other startups, people start at age 19, 20, 18. If anything, it'd be scarier if you started later than now.
Of course, right. You have more to lose and everything. Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit just about like what's a day in your life? Like, how much time do you devote towards startup and just coding for free too? And is there still that element of wanting to like free code? I'm not sure if that's the exact term, but just do it for the sake of doing it.
I mean, I'm doing it for free in hopes it pays off later. But I'd say like a day in my life is hard to kind of put out because every week is different. I make a plan for like every week. And I'd say like I code for maybe 20 hours up to 50 hours. It's very flexible. We don't know how much for a week. That, and I have like other responsibilities. I still go to school. I still have online classes. I go to the gym sometimes. So it's really, as long as my week planned, that's all good for me. But there isn't really like a standard day for me.
What about your environment that you're coding in? Do you like to keep that standard, or are there like some necessary things that you have to do or things you have to have around you when you're coding?
I mean, just a bottle of water. I sometimes put music in the background. I have blue light filter glasses, a silent room. That's it. Like, that's about it. I don't have anything too specific. I just sit on my bed or on my desk and I just do it.
Right. As far as anybody younger that's listening and looking to getting into coding, what pieces of advice would you have or direction you could give someone?
Just get out of your comfort zone and do whatever you can do, or whatever you think you can do, even if you don't know everything. Because that's when you learn the most. When you try to do something that you don't know how to do and you have to learn for it, that's when it sticks to your mind the most. So do that. Don't get too comfortable with whatever you're doing. It's going to get boring. It's going to get exhausting in the end. So just get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. What, if you don't mind answering, what would you say your biggest out of your comfort zone moment was in regards to just university life and your entrepreneurial pursuits? Like, what has been or what is currently like out of your comfort zone that you're trying to break?
I don't have an answer right away. Can you give me a second to think about it?
Absolutely.
I'd say probably moving out, just picking somewhere very, very far away. Flights are 14 hours long. Just starting my university life in somewhere very, very far away. I can't see any relatives soon. During the coronavirus crisis, I was stuck there. I couldn't come back home for the summer.
Had you traveled quite a bit before you had gone to Canada? I mean, obviously 14 hours is insane, but had you done some traveling before then?
I mean, usually you just go back to my home country, which is 2 hours away, but no, my longest flight before that was 5 hours.
Okay. Got it. What would you say your greatest success has been so far?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Got it. So your business partners, are they based in the UAE, or how do you guys, if not, how do you keep that level of communication up?
I mean, one of them, we graduated from the same senior class, and the other, I met in uni. So we're not based in the UAE. I mean, currently two of us are, but two of us, me and the guy that I met in uni, are going to be based in Canada, and my friend from high school will be based in Scotland, and we text everything, we make plans. I have a schedule on something called monday.com, which is very useful for team planning. We have Discord and we just talk. We don't just ignore each other. We have a good communication thing going on.
What about other activities? Like, you mentioned the gym. Are there any other type of activities that you're engaged in?
I mean, I just started going to the gym because it's good. Because, like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy my work and everything, but sitting in a room for a very long time is not healthy for you. So I go to the gym. I also socialize there. I see a few friends that go to the same gym as I do. Every week, I make sure I take myself out somewhere. Maybe I go out with friends or just on my own somewhere, just to make sure I don't go insane. You know what I mean? Because it's easy. On top of that, I'm doing work. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, understood. Just to start wrapping up and some more lighthearted stuff, what would you say, what's your favorite type of music to listen to when you're coding, when you're not coding?
Mainly electronic.
Okay.
It gets me in the mood.
Right. Now, with the analytical side of you, can you listen to a song and do you hear yourself like digesting different sounds? Or when it comes to movies, maybe you look at certain things and be like, I don't want to make you out to seem like you're like limitless, or maybe you are, but like, I'm just curious to hear more about like how you break other things down outside of coding and computer science.
I mean, if I'm listening to a song while I'm doing a certain thing, I usually just lose myself in the music. I don't think about it. But other than that, I don't know why, but for some reason, if I don't understand anything or I don't understand something about a topic, it just annoys me in a way. So I have to like think about it. So if I'm thinking about a movie, I'm thinking about a character and like how she acts or how they act or how he acts. I just try to imagine their life story before that until they get to that point, if you know what I mean. It's a waste of time, but I try to think of different scenarios with different people in movies and outside of movies just to understand them better. And it's something that I do, like I don't try to do it, I just happen to do it on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too much into theology and everything, but I was just kind of curious, like you being in technology and then obviously like a social form, developing a social form, how do you think that technology has affected the way humans interact? Do you feel that's more for the better, or are you like a little more pessimist, or how do you feel about the connection?
I mean, I'm not really in a place to judge if it's for the better or for the worse. It has its pros and cons, but whether it affected a person for the better or the worse is up to them. Because like if you're going to look at, let's say, an app like YouTube, right? It has a recommendation system. So you don't have to waste your time looking for like entertainment. You just open it up, you find what you like, you get entertained. And even like if entertainment or just like talking to friends or anything at all seems like a waste of time, it's really not. Your mental health is important, and whatever makes you happy makes you more productive. But some people build off addictions off of that. And that's when it gets destructive. But other than like just the social life, if you look at it, also business side, technology allowed business to be universal, if you know what I mean. Like I don't have to do business just in the UAE because I can't talk to outside places. My partner, although I'm in Canada, he's currently in Indonesia, I can still work with him with the distance without worrying about anything. So it did benefit me and did help me a lot, but is it good or bad for the general public? I don't know. That's up to the user himself, not us to decide.
Right, for sure. I guess just wrapping down, so you said about looking at role models, you said that you might, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos to a degree, like closer to home, where would you say your inspiration came as far as like your family and whatnot? Like what sort of guidance was there like in the house and stuff? And excuse me if this is too personal question, but like where was like, were your parents involved in tech, or like did you have family members that were, and did that help make it seem more feasible that you could follow this, the path that you're on right now?
Tech wise, not really, but I'd say my dad has been my biggest inspiration. He opened up his own office in the UAE after years of working, and he wasn't born rich at all. He just made himself financially more stable, and he also gives me business advice and all that. He's a huge help, and something that he realized, he's a civil engineer, by the way, that if he didn't like engineering or his job at all, he wouldn't do as good as he did when he was working. So whatever I liked, just for the fact that I liked it, he supported me.
Support. Yeah, that's very, very important to have that foundation. Absolutely. Well, just to wrap up, did you have any general words of advice or wisdom or Anything you else you'd like to share as far as what you have next in store?
It's all things already said. Just do what you like and get out of your comfort zone and you'll do great.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Very cool here. All right. Well, thank you again for your time, Tarek. I appreciate you having you on the podcast.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure talking to you. It was fun.